Welcome to your Wednesday Midweek Motivation with me, Jane Cox. And today I'm talking about the topic of motivation. And the reason I picked motivation as a topic today is that I've had some experiences recently where I've noticed how driven many women are by something that they believe to be motivation. So they believe they're very motivated, but actually they're being driven by extreme anxiety. I think it's very difficult to differentiate between the two, and I can completely understand why, and I know that I myself have got caught up in it. And I've worked hard, yes, consistently, yes, to overcome this belief that these certain feelings are actually motivating me rather than causing me anxiety. They feel very real as a driver, but you'll notice lots of physical, psychological and behavioural symptoms that go along with it that are quite destructive and unpleasant. So motivation is something that feels exciting. It feels that you've got maybe extra sort of energy and drive to do something. It might be on your mind, it might keep you awake at night, it might wake you up very early in the morning, but it won't be keeping you awake at night because you're worrying about it. It will be that sort of feeling of, I don't know, Christmas Eve when you're a child. But learning how to motivate ourselves and what it actually feels like, what genuine motivation feels like, is going to take time if, after you've listened to this audio boo and you've read the blog that I've attached, if you do realise that you're motivated by anxiety or stress, the great thing is you realise it and there's something you can do about it. And throughout my midweek motivations and throughout my blogs, there's all kinds of ideas that I've already talked about. But I will be bringing up this topic again and be looking at some ideas for anxiety. It's understanding it's going to be a process. One of the things you might do is when you understand that there is some anxiety that drives you and you realise that actually it's not healthy for you, you might worry about it. Well, I can understand the concept that that would make you worry. The thing is, worrying about it won't help you. So it's a matter of taking action once you become aware. And you can do the smallest steps, absolutely tiny steps, to help you start to realise that it's about maybe decreasing the goals a little bit, allowing yourself more time, realising the time you give yourself generally to do a project or the projects you take on are too big. So whether in business or at home, you may be driven by anxiety rather than motivation. See you soon.